All right, let me give you a. I like this one. A watched pot never boils. That's about the truth. Huh? If you're watching the pot, it doesn't boil. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Practice makes perfect. Easy come, easy go. Don't bite the hand that feeds you. If you can't beat them, join them. One man's trash is another man's treasure. It is almost May. Garage sales. That quote is very true. There's no time like the present. Beauty's in the eyes of the beholder. Whew, how true that is. And necessity is the mother of invention. A penny saved is a penny earned. Familiarity breeds contempt. All right. Some of these are just too obvious. You can't judge a book by its cover. Good things come to those that wait. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. Two heads are better than one. The grass is always green on the other side. Do unto others as you would have them done to you. All right. A chain is only... Brother Samson. As its weakest... No, I'm not saying that quote, babe. I hate that quote. You know I hate that quote. She's signing that quote down to me that I hate. All right. You're exactly right, Brother Samson. Which chocolate would you like? Crackle. All right, thank you, Brother Jake. All right, explain that to us.
The team is only as strong as the weakest player. That way, the team must help the weakest player.
Very good. Good. Actually, it's a very good quote for church. Exactly. All right, babe, tell me you and your mom's favorite quote that I hate, and I've hated for almost 17 years of our marriage. Go ahead and say it. I hate that quote. Six of one or half a dozen as the other. Of the other, whatever. Just say same thing. Yeah, I know that's the point, but boy, you can save a lot of energy and time by just saying the same thing. And my mother-in-law, I don't know that quote well. I grew up in a deaf home. All right, here we go. Rick Kuhn says that to me all the time on the phone. He goes, man, you don't know about that? No. He goes, oh, yeah, you grew up in a deaf home. Oh, okay, whatever. All right, one last one. You can lead a coffin, but you can't make him drink. That's a really good one, too, also for church. Explain. Which one would you like, brother? Special dark. Going healthy on me. By the way, special dark is supposed to be healthy for you. All right. Yes, sir. That's exactly right. Great explanation. Which, by the way, we bring a lot of people into this church. We can't make them get saved, but we can definitely present the gospel. Now, I read a quote this week that I really, really stirred my heart. It said, a bad attitude is like a flat tire. If you don't change it, you'll not go very far. Our thoughts will affect our attitudes. And sometimes when you address these issues, people think you're getting into the psychological side of life. Okay, let me address something. The Bible has psychology in it. The Bible is a psychological book that works on the mind of man and helps us, okay? So what we think about in the right way will return to our mind when certain things stimulate it. All I had to do was give you a few words of these very well-known quotes. Now, I want to be honest with you tonight. I didn't do the research to find out who said these things. I know a penny saved, a penny earned is credited to Benjamin Franklin. But do any of you know who said a lot of these famous quotes? I don't either. All right? So as we read the Bible, though, we know who said the Word of God. Now we can get it down to earthly terms and say David wrote that, Paul wrote that. But if God put it in the Bible that we hold in our lap tonight, then God put a stamp of approval on it and said, I am ordaining this God's Word, and I use these men to write these words. And I thank God for that. The book of Proverbs, a lot of incredible Proverbs, very, very scatter-minded book. One proverb can be very different from the next proverb, can be very different from the next proverb. You can read six or seven proverbs in a row, and they all talk about six or seven different issues. But sometimes there is some connection between the verses. And so we have God's Word in our lap. Now, what I want to now encourage us to do is to take what God's Word gives us as a foundation and spring off of it to something else. Okay? So there's four things that we can look at. All right? First of all, there are thoughts that are good. Good thoughts. And good thoughts aren't necessarily always straight from the scriptures directly. But may I say that I believe just about every good thought can somehow be indirectly traced back to the scriptures. Okay? So thoughts for good. All right? Let me give you a couple of them scripturally. And then we may even let you offer some good thoughts in just a second. Then we're going to hurry along now. Praise you, the Lord, verse 1. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, will I praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God while I have any being. Put not your trust in princes, nor in the Son of Man, in whom is there no help. There's some good stuff in there. There's some good things to think about. There's some good things worth praising about. God's given us the subject of life. There's good thoughts there in singing. I just heard the Katniss practicing before church, and I love that song that they sing, The Glorious Day. It's a beautiful song. And boy, you think about it, meditate on that song, how Jesus is coming back. Praise God. That is a good thought. Putting out your trust in princes. I'm glad I don't trust in my government tonight. I trust in God. Good thoughts. Now, those come from the scriptures, but we can now sometimes go out of that thing, and I may not particularly think about the trust I have in God, but I think it is okay for me to say this tonight. I'm thankful that I can think good thoughts about the trust I have in my wife. I trust my wife. Now, I know you're not supposed to. Don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying trust the flesh. You got to be careful of that. I understand that. But I do trust my wife. I trust my wife. She's a good mother. She's a very, very good wife to me, and I thank God for that. And I trust her in the home, even though I hate that quote about the dozen eggs and all that junk anyway. Just smash the eggs and say same thing. Can I get an amen right there? Or boil them and make deviled eggs. Praise God, all right? So thoughts for good. Number two, thoughts of grace. I love the subject of grace. Grace is simply God's kindness to us. God, if we want to stick to the scriptures, we can think about salvation. We can go outside the scriptures sometimes and think of the graceful things that God's done. For example, has God put people in your life where God showed you grace by giving you a friend? I'll never forget something John Stormer taught in a Bible study at the Capitol building many years ago when I used to be able to go to that Bible study before he got too old to travel to from St. Louis down here. Incredible Bible study. Some of you, I think, attended that a few times. I know Brother Christian, I used to go there almost every Wednesday morning from January to May. I'll never forget what he said. He said, I have dozens and dozens and dozens of acquaintances, but I can only count on one hand how many real friends I have. And he gave that powerful truth, and he talked about how these politicians have got to find a good friend, an accountable friend that will keep them accountable to their constituents. And he was in their face about it. I was like, praise God. That was a blessing. But when you think about a good friend, God can use good friends to demonstrate his grace. Because even when you go through a tough time, you see that grace. And of course, you can stimulate, you can point that back to the scriptures, Psalm 147, verses 1 through 8. You see that God sometimes gives us scriptural basis is to help us decide who our friends are. All right, look at verse 2. The Lord doth build. A good friend will build you. Amen. Verse 3. He healeth the broken heart. A good friend can be a part of healing you when you're going through a tough time. Verse 4. He telleth the number of the stars. A good friend can count the stars with you. But anyway, that was not a good one. Okay, look at verse number 6. The Lord lifteth up the meek. A good friend's going to lift you up, which is why I still wonder why I'm good friends with Rick Combs. The other day we were talking on the phone, and I said, man, sometimes I just feel like an idiot. And he was quiet. I said, are you going to disagree with that? He goes, no, I actually agree with that. But anyway, so verse 8, who covereth the heaven with clouds, and you can read on down here, giveth. You see beautiful principles where God says, and by the way, God doesn't mind that. God gives us tons of doctrines in the epistles to the local church that says, you can demonstrate my grace. And you can be the channel through which it gets demonstrated. And it helps the thoughts. How many of you right now, don't have to raise your hand, but how many of you right now think about a friend, somebody that has been a real friend to you? I hope your spouse is your best friend. That's a good one. But even outside of your marriage, thank God for friends. By the way, if you're a man, a good man friend. Amen. I mean, thank God for friends. And by the way, and I'm thankful a lot of times you can find good friends in the local church. All right, so you got thoughts for good, thoughts for grace, then thoughts of giving. Now, when I say that, immediately we think, oh my goodness, he's going to talk about money. That's one. Do you understand giving goes so much more beyond than just money? There's so many things we can give. Psalm 147, verse 7. Sing the Lord with thanksgiving. Sing praise upon the harp unto our God. See that word thanksgiving in there? Thanksgiving is in there. Psalm 147, verse 15. The Bible says, he sendeth forth his commandment upon earth. That's an action of gift. He gives us his commands. His word runs very swiftly. He giveth snow like wool. I'm glad he quit giving snow. For now. Amen. You can find, we know about the benevolence of our God. We know about his kindness and his giving and how one of his amazing attributes. And then you go beyond that and you look at the church and how, boy, thank God you can give forgiveness. You can give love. You can give somebody a hug in the appropriate way. You can give somebody support, not just financially, by just saying, I'm praying for you, I love you, and I thank God for you. It's amazing how you don't have to just, this book is the founding, starting place, and you always come back to your foundation. You walk on your foundation, you stand on your foundation, but God gives us so many other things we can think about. So many things to think about. I can sit here. I was driving yesterday a little while, and I thought about the young man I got to lead to Christ last week. Is that 12-year-old boy? I just thought about him for a second, and my heart got blessed. Seeing a 12-year-old boy, he comes from a broken home, sitting at the altar crying, and I got to lead him to Jesus Christ. He gave me a big old hug, and he says, "We're brothers now." And I said, "That's right. He's my brother." And I didn't necessarily quote a Bible then, but just thinking about that, man, I started smiling while I was driving, and next thing you know, tears are coming to my eyes. You know, I'm a crier. Y'all know that. But it blessed my heart to think about that. It's better than thinking about what somebody did to me last week. You know, I'm getting back. My brother Kettner just said a while ago, two wrongs don't make a right. All right? And then finally, number four, thoughts of God himself. And then it branches out from there. Oh, my goodness. We could spend all night on that subject. Okay? So I'm going to give you an opportunity real quick, one or two sentences, Nicole, where if you think of something giving grace that branches outside of the Bible. For example, you all know I love one thing God created. I talk about it all the time when I preach. What do I talk about all the time that I love? Stars. Last night I was driving late into the night. I got in about 1 o'clock in the morning. I opened my moonroof while I was driving down the road. And I looked up in that moonroof and I saw stars. I started counting for a while. Then I had to stop because I had to start counting deer. But anyway, and coyotes and all that good stuff. But you can go out in the night and just look at the stars, and you know what? You see God. You may not necessarily have the Bible there, but boy, that's a good thought. How many of you see God in this beautiful spring weather we're finally getting? Amen. Well, praise God for that. What I'm saying is God has given us a mind, and I recently heard that man only uses 10% of their brain, or 10% of the mind. Can you imagine if we could use more than that? If we're going to only use 10% of our mind, we better make sure that 10% is mostly good. And I say mostly because there's going to be the battle of bad thoughts coming in. Jealousy, envy, strife. I've been hurt. Bitterness. We've got to fight that. But we have the potential to think evil thoughts. The Bible uses that phrase. We have the potential to think good thoughts. And God's not threatened by the fact, I've got to walk around all day and meditate on God's word. I want to submit to you tonight that when you go out and you look at the stars and you meditate on God's creation, you are indirectly meditating on God himself. And it's a good thought. It's a good thought when you sit there and you see, food. Think about food. Think about chocolate. Aren't you glad God gave man a mind to invent chocolate? I'm not glad God gave somebody the mind to develop coffee. That wasn't good. I don't have good thoughts with coffee. How many of you have good thoughts about coffee? See, this church needs preaching. God help us, amen. But I hope you all are following me now tonight, okay? Pay no attention to that man behind the curtain, amen. I love how these people try to sign to me, and I'm not going to listen to you, Brother Adam. Watch, this is what you're doing, therefore. I'm not listening to you. All right, very good, sir. All right, so give me a couple. Now, if you want to quote Bible, that's fine, because I'm never going to say, we're not talking about the Bible now. We're in church. But what I'm trying to do is stimulate our thoughts a little bit outside of that, and yet it still can trace back to the Bible. Thoughts that are good. Brother Kettner. That is a beautiful one. That is an absolute... I mean, how can you argue against that? And that traces back to the Bible. There's actually commands about that. Great thought, Brother Jason. You can pick any one of these. Good, grace, giving, God himself. Okay. Yes, sir, Brother George. Amen. You woke up to songbirds and you thought spring has finally sprung. Amen. Praise God for that. Yes, sir, Brother Nick. Amen. Amen. You might not necessarily be quoting a Bible verse when you're holding a little baby, but boy, you just see God all over that. You see that. Two sentences. Can you do it, Nicole? Go ahead. Blood and onion. Yeah. That's a really good one. A lot of people just think about church when they come to church, and that's part of why we're not having revival. Boy, you can think about your church family when you're not at church. Amen. That's really good. Thank you, Nicole. And you did it. That was about 2.5 sentences. Because you kind of went, you didn't finish that third sentence, though. So, Laura? That's a really good one. I've always teased because several years ago at a ladies' conference, one of the speakers said, you need to find something that shows that God loves you, right? And Ashley Sartain always teases me that if I see a turtle, that's God's way of showing me he loves me. And I've always kind of been, bless God, I don't need God to do that. I can read in this book that he loves me. But I'll be willing to admit that, yes, that's true. You can look at flowers, and you can see God's love in flowers. Not in coffee. All right, anybody else? That's good. Anybody else tonight? These are good thoughts. These are things that you can think on that are good, that help your mind. Help your mind. Hollywood and the music world and the world is just bombarding our minds with bad thoughts. And boy, it all starts right here. Again, don't misunderstand me. This is where it all starts. And by the way, the more you're in this book, the more good thoughts you'll find as you seek and you see his creation. It's beautiful. Yes, Nicole? Amen. That's about the only time Stephen Frazier gets a shower, too. Praise God. That's good right there. All right. All right, Brother Roy. Thank you. Rainbow. Boy, that's a good one. A rainbow. If you haven't ever heard the Millers tell their story about what the rainbow means to them, you need to ask them about that. That's a really good one. I'm going to give you one right now that I think of often. Good health. You look in this building tonight and you see Mark Stoner, who lives with constant pain, in Nicole. Mark Stoner will always still tell you that he knows people that have worse pain than him. But, boy, we take for granted things like that. It's a good thought. How about hearing? And by the way, if I can say that in this church, and, oh, I can't believe he said it. You just kind of eliminated. No, they can find something that replaces the hearing that gives them good thoughts. You really can. So, and that's the problem so many times as Christians in America, that we focus on the negative only. Well, I can't hear. Okay, you can see. Go see what hearing people don't see, because we depend on our ears more than you do. You all do, right? Brother Kenner. That's exactly right. Great point. Dog is barking, baby's crying. You'll never mean how many, he said, see, he sleeps peacefully at night. You won't believe how many times me and Brother Nick were asked growing up, how did your mom raise you when you were crying in the middle of the night? He said, she just let us cry all night. My mother didn't care about us. And Brother Nick and I still need counseling tonight. But anyway. All right, let's wind this down. My sister was deaf, so nobody cared anyway. So it's just... All right. Anybody else tonight? Good thoughts. Good thoughts. Thank you all for your comments. Look, yes, Aaron? Great point. How you have God. Jennifer? Oh, yeah, that's a really good one. Music. That's good. Thank you. Yes? Yeah, that's good. That is a really good one. That's biblical, but boy, it goes a whole beyond that. Marriage and church. That's good. Thank you, Brother Eddie. What else? Now, this is your third one, Nicole. That's two sentences already. It's not prayer request time. You need to listen in church, girl. By the way, I feel free to tease her like that because she dishes it back. We'll get prayer requests in just a second, Nicole. Oh, Brother Hugh. Healthy children. That's a really good one. Amen, Brother Hugh. Marissa? Laughter. I love that one. Laughter is a really good one. Paulette? That's a really good one to think about. You want to get a blessing, you got to give it. Kenner? Watching God work in your kid's life. Boy, that's a really good one. Yes, sir. Brother George? I heard the grandkids. Hugs and grandkids. Amen. That's good. Brother Hart? Caring for one another. And you see how a lot of these, nobody's really quoting a Bible verse, but you can trace them back to the Bible. And one of the things I get asked a lot of times is, how do you keep your mind fired up, stay excited? And it takes work. But if you'll just look around sometimes, and I have to work on this, all of us have to work on this, You just look around sometimes. It's amazing the good you can find in this. Remember, this earth is corrupted by sin, but God still created this earth originally in perfection. And sin can do all it wants, but eventually, ultimately, there's still a lot of beauty left in this earth. Because when God creates something, there's still so much beauty. And God's given us people. And so many times we look at the bad side of people, we forget there's so much good in people. So much good, loving. Boy, the best thing about me is the Holy Spirit inside of me. You got to love that part at least, because you got the Holy Spirit too, right? There's just so many things we can think about. So that's what I want to share with y'all tonight. Let's go ahead and bow our heads in a word of prayer. Thank you for your contributions. And yes, we will probably...